This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
This is TechCrunch.
Here's your Daily Crunch. Google's new Pixel update, Slack CEO stepping down. Google's latest feature drop for Pixel phones and the Pixel Watch brings features like a call quality enhancement function called Clear Calling, free access to Google One's VPN service, a new privacy and security settings hub, and Fitbit sleep profiles for the Pixel Watch. With the latest update, that feature will become available to the Pixel 7 and the Pixel 7 Pro owners. If you are a user of the company's latest flagship phone, Google is also introducing its Clear Calling feature. It will reduce background noise and enhance your voice so the person on the other side of the call can hear you better. The latest update brings speaker labels to the Recorder app that will automatically assign labels to multiple people in the recording. What's more, the app will introduce a line break whenever the speaker changes in transcriptions. Up next, just days after Salesforce co-CEO Bret Taylor announced his resignation, Slack CEO Stuart Butterfield announced that he will be stepping down in January. The company also announced that Lidiane Jones, who has been the executive VP and GM for Digital Experiences Clouds at Salesforce, would be taking over for Butterfield, leaving a succession plan that had apparently been lacking when Taylor surprised everyone by stepping down last week. Lidiane has a strong background in customer and enterprise tech, and has been among Salesforce's leadership for over 3 years. Butterfield came to Salesforce when the company bought Slack for $27 billion at the end of 2020. Butterfield began his entrepreneurial journey when he helped found the photo-sharing site Flickr in 2004. And Meta is bringing its age verification technologies to another of its products, Facebook Dating. Though the service has not taken off as a significant Tinder rival, it will now serve as the testing grounds for further experimentation with new age verification technologies, including video selfies and ID uploads. The company said it will expand its partnership with online age verification provider Yoti to begin verifying the ages of Facebook Dating users when it suspects they've lied about their real age. While Meta hasn't fully detailed what sort of signals it looks for to help it make a determination about someone's age, it has previously said it may scan things like users' birthday posts, as friends often comment with the poster's real age in their responses. Meta is already testing this technology on Instagram after having prompted users to begin providing their birthday last year. Now let's see what's going on in the world of startups. Loft Dynamics, a Swiss startup creating VR simulation technology for helicopter pilots, has raised $20 million in funding. Loft Dynamics has developed a slew of simulators for some of the most common helicopters, and through this, budding pilots can engage in realistic training scenarios, including nighttime flying and carrying out proficiency checks. One Order, Egypt's supply chain solutions provider for restaurants, has raised a $3 million seed funding. Launched in March this year, One Order makes it possible possible for restaurants to order food supplies through its online platform, solving the fragmented supply chain challenges that lead to erratic prices, waste, quality issues, and storage costs. And Kapu, a social commerce startup coming out of stealth today, having raised $8 million in seed funding, is hoping to help lessen the burden of buying food for Kenyan consumers, many of whom are grappling with skyrocketing food prices. By sourcing directly from manufacturers and producers, Kapu enables group bulk buying of groceries and claims to help consumers save up to 30% of the spend on fresh produce and packaged consumer goods. That's all for today. For more from TechCrunch, go to TechCrunch.com.
Spoken Layer.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.